Welcome to Dav Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Dav Samech Vov in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. The Gemara on the third line says, Ado Geriz Mito, we're talking about a food which is made out of tumusim, which is a type of vegetable, and has in it also other items that add to the taste, including flour. Rav Yomi B'Shem Rav Ami, Mevorech Al Tumuso. The Brocha you should do was in the main part, which is a tumuso, which is the vegetable. Don't steal from a poor man just because he's poor. Meaning, even though the tirmisu is a very poor vegetable, it's a vegetable which is unedible unless you cook it seven times, still, because it's the main food, you should say the bracha on it. That's only if it's about to eat bread. This goes back to the previous daf. We learned in the previous daf that they used to eat food before the meal. And then they used to eat bread. So the bread would continue the meal, and then according to one shita, they would not do bracha achroino on the food they ate before the bread. They would just rely on the birkas hamazon afterwards. So here, because anyway he's going to do birkas hamazon on the bread according to this shita, so therefore, which bracha rishayna should I do on this geriz mito, which has any of the vegetables and other things? Say the main part, which is the vegetable, and then later you're going to be soymich birkas hamazon. But if he's not he's going to eat bread, meaning you have to do bracha achroino on this geriz mito. Don't say the bracha on the vegetable. Because you have over here flour, and you have to say alamichir, because when you eat flour, you need to say alamichir, even though it's not the ikar. So the bracha rishayna should be on the flour and not on the vegetable. This is how Reb Chaim learns the sugya. Says the Gemara, Gamliel Zugo, that's his name. Charedin says he was a barber, that's why he's called Zugo. Solik Gabeilin de Beis Rav Yanai. He went to the people of the house of Rav Yanai. Chamas, when he saw them, naspin zeiso, taking an olive or olives, and they say a bracha before and after, meaning even though they're eating the olives before the meal, they didn't rely on the birkas hamazon that will come after the meal to be poiter the olives, but they say their own bracha achorino, as the sheet that we saw in the previous daf, the name of Abba. Omar loin v'avdin kedain. Are you doing the right thing? This is not the right thing. You should not do a bracha achorino, but rely on birkas hamazon that comes later. Rav Zeir Sholach Shoal Rav Shul Ben Nachman. He said to Shul Ben Nachman, Rav Kana B'Shul Ravina said, Kol Amo Moidish Im Yesh B'Neim Min Shivo Olov Mivorach. Meaning, this is what the Gemara said in the previous Talmud, that there's no machlokes in our Mishnah. If he's eating fruits and one of them is min shiva, you should say the bracha min shiva if he's doing a bracha achorino. The only machlokes is if he's about to eat bread, he's not going to have a bracha achorino. So then, which bracha should he say on? Should he say it on the shiva seminim or on the chaviv? And the Gemara is bringing this to show that what Beis Rav Yanai was doing is wrong. It goes back to what the Gemara said before. V'avnin kedin, is he doing right? We see from here that he didn't do right because of this message. That if you have birkas hamazon after the meal and you're eating the food before, so then you rely on that, means you don't do bracha achorino on the food you eat before the meal. Says the Gemara, Omar of Zeiru v'yeois. According to most of the Mefarshim here in the Daf, this is a statement. V'yeois, this is right, this is correct. We paskin like Rav Shua ben Levi in the previous Amud, that if you have food before the meal, you do not say bracha achorino, but you rely on the birkas hamazon after the meal. How do we know that's the halacha? Miman de anon chamyon, as we see, rabbanon salkin l'reish yarchot. The rabbanon go to the big meal that they do when they're discussing Rosh Chodesh and Ibur Hashana, and in that meal achlim anovim, they eat grapes. For loy mevorachim b'soifer, they don't do bracha achorina afterwards. Loish b'sheish b'dayto lechol pas, meaning in a case they're about to eat bread. So they're not going to have bracha choyno on the grapes. They're going to rely on birkas hamazon. So you see a rayo that we pass like Rav Shua ben Levi, that once you eat food before the meal, you don't have to do bracha choyno, but you rely on birkas hamazon. Says the Gemara of Samech Vov on the base, Hayu lefonov minim shivo. Person has in front of him minim shivo. So we spoke about in the Mishnah what's greater, min shivo, and another mean that he likes more. And we say in the Maisa, everybody agrees that if you do a bracha choyno, you should say min shivo, the bracha min shivo. But what happens if you have two types of min shiva? Which one should you choose between them? From the shiva samim, from the seven species, what comes first? Which one should you do bracha first? Talmud Amrin, in Bavel they say, quoting the Talmud Bavli, kola koidim lemikro koidim levracha. Whatever is earlier in the pasuk of shiva saminim, that's the one you should say the bracha on. So if you have Geffen, Tein, or Rimoin, Geffen, grape, come before Tein or before figs. And whatever is closer to the word Aretz comes before the other ones. So when you have Eretz, Zeis, Zeis, as olives, comes before figs, which is the fourth to the word Aretz, Eretz, Chitos, Oiro, Geffen, Te'eno, Verimoin. So the word Te'eno is the fifth Aretz. Eretz, Zeis, Shemenu, Dvash, Zeis is the first Aretz, so the olives comes first. So whatever is closer to Aretz, that's Koidim. If they're both the same distance for the word Aretz, so then you go bust of the first Aretz, not the second Aretz. Meaning if you have wheat or olives, they're both next to the word Aretz, Eretz, Chito, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen. So then you say bracha on the chito before the zayis, because that's the first aretz. But if you have one which is closer to aretz, one which is further away from aretz, even the one further away is further away from the first aretz, and the second one which is closer to the second aretz in the pasuk, you go based on what's closer to the word aretz. We're in aloche in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, birach al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, parta es hayayin shelachar hamazon. He said a bracha on the wine before the meal, he's pointed to the wine after the meal. In those days, before the meals, we saw previously, they used to have food before the meal as an appetizer, and they used to have wine before. Then after they finished the meal, they used to bring more wine. So the wine before the meal is pointed to the wine after the meal, because they're both coming for the same purpose. They're both coming for drinking, and therefore one is pointed to the other. Birach al parperes shelifnei hamazon. If you did a bracha on the food that's brought before the hamazon, which according to Taisis, talking about mizoinis, you point to the food which comes after the mazon because they're both a similar level of food. You do a bracha on bread, you point to whatever comes with the bread, which is the mizoinis that comes with the bread. But saying bracha on mizoinis is not point to the bread because the bread is a more chosh of a bracha. The parperis, the mizoinis, is not point to maisek deiro, which for the purpose we need now is basically a type of oatmeal, the different ways how to use the wheat, and that feeds the person as lazun, it makes a person saturated, and what shaking the preparers, it just adds to the taste, is more like a dessert within the meal, and therefore b'chama ol, the preparers, is not poiter the maisek deiro, but b'sil will argue. Says the Gemara, Omer v'chiz d'loy taninon ela birich ala yayin shlifi ha-mozon, pata sayayin shalach ha-mozon. Meaning wine before the meal does point to the wine after the meal. But if you do a bracha on the wine during the meal, that's not point to the wine after the meal. So all the mefarshim we bring the Gemara and the Bavli explains us that the wine before and after the meal is coming for a person to drink, to enjoy the drink of the wine. The wine during the meal is only lishoy samacha, is only to make it easier to eat. It's part of the of eating. So the bracha on the wine during the meal is not pointed to the wine after, because the wine after is at a much higher level. It's coming actually to enjoy the wine itself and not as part of the food. Says more tamonami, there in Bava they say, meaning the wine before the meal is not pointed to the wine after the meal. Says the Gemara, can you say that? That it is poiter. Says the Gemara, Avuna v'Yabshub and Levi, Chad Omar behadin shoti konditoin. Referring to a special wine that has mixed in it honey. And when a person drinks that, he's kiveya seudo on that wine. One does not drink this wine in passing. Why? Either because it's a very chosh of a wine, as Reb Chaim says, or because only very rich people are able to afford it, or because it comes from refuah, when a person heals himself, that's how the Pnei Moshe says. So you have a different reason why this wine is a person's kriveh seudo. When a person drinks this wine, and echanami, the wine before the mazon is pointed to the wine after the mazon, because it's such a chash of a seudo, such a kriveh seudo, it's a real sinning. So when a person is drinking wine before, he has in mind to be moitzi the wine after, because it's a real kriveh seudo. But a regular wine, just simple wine, there you say the bracha before is not poiter after. Another answer, the Gemara says, the other one says an answer. Talk about someone who's drinking wine after going to Beis HaMerchatz, after going to the bathhouse. They used to drink wine to calm down. And that wine was also kviya seudo. After going to the Beis HaMerchatz, it was a very big, very hot place, and they needed to cool down. They used to have a real big meal. And that meal is a kviya suda. So when you have a kviya suda, the wine before the muzzin is poiter wine after the muzzin. But a regular meal that's not a kviya suda, the wine before the suda is not poiter the wine after the suda. And that's what they meant in Bavel. That's the two answers of the Gemara over here. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Dav Samech Vav.